Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. The gang attacked an Imperial base and assassinated their target, but now they have to face off with a robotic Rancor. Brash decided that Vic was his Sith apprentice. Vic got frozen to a garbage can, and Engage and Waka Waka formed an unholy cybertronic monster. There, you're caught up, so get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
So, everyone roughly has an idea of how commerce works. You exchange either money or goods for other goods or for services. Sometimes that takes the form of Republic credits. Sometimes it's bartering. It can be a trading zone. And sometimes it's the death of a former Imperial commander in order to get 300 thermal detonators to create a balloon man of doom, which is where we find ourselves today on the small backworld planet of Dingo. Where our beleaguered heroes have set out to murder Agen Zadi, the person who is marked for death by the lady who runs Uber, which of course has two U's and an apostrophe, who has promised Waka Waka his dream amount of grenades if she will take vengeance, if he'll take vengeance on her behalf, which he and Engage, after being a weird kind of Krang Voltron, like Dinozord over the Megazord kind of situation, managed to do when Engage launched Waka mightily through the air, landing with a murderous intent upon the poor stormtrooper, who was immediately met with just instant death. Meanwhile, Vic was managing to pry his feet free from a garbage can lid, and Brash had just learned that there is a rule of two amongst the Sith, and that perhaps Vic is his two. So, all in all, you guys were ready to make a nice, sound financial transaction until the fucking Rancor showed up. So, the doors have just opened on a massive sort of Jurassic Park style holding tank. The stormtroopers were busy setting up weapons to try and repel this creature. Unfortunately, a madman in Mandalorian armor has just dropped into the midst of them and started killing, only to behold a cyborg Rancor. If you'll remember, the Rancor is the big ugly motherfucker from Return of the Jedi who lives in Jabba's basement. Big round head full of teeth, like giant gripping arms, real hard boss in Super Return of the Jedi on SNES.
Don't even talk to me about that.
I know, man. It was a rough ride for us all. But it's that if he also had a bunch of guns strapped to him. So as he stomps out, you see like green Sam Fisher eyes light up on its forehead. And the Rancor steps out, yells with just fetid breath, spraying Waka and the stormtroopers with just sort of horribly gloopy spit. And then you hear a voice coder translate to "target locked." And then the missile pods on its shoulders open fire. So, Waka, you have waited this whole game to be able to do this particular action. What would you like to do?
Okay, so where am I exactly? Are there buildings around me?
There are, no, you're standing amongst...
No, I get it.
There are six stormtroopers around you. All of them have their guns, trained on the doors. You get the sense this was like a Robert Muldoon, like... shoot her kind of situation. Unfortunately, you distracted them, so you're surrounded by stormtroopers. All of you are looking towards this kind of hangar that's just opened, and this thing is stalking out towards you. There are no buildings in your immediate vicinity, except if you were to like run back to where the rest of the team is, which is basically like, if you remember, there was like a mining village that you'd all just kind of worked your way through, and this is on the outskirts. So you could try and get back to them, but you'd have to push past all these stormtroopers. And there are missiles incoming. So what do you
okay. Am I in front of the stormtroopers or behind the stormtroopers?
You are dead center. They are in a circle around you.
Okay. So I want to try to get behind a guy and basically just kind of grab him, use him as a human shield and brace the hell out of it.
My there man. It All right. So go ahead and roll me. We'll say this is a brawn and, athletics.
Okay, my brawn is 2, athletics 1. So that's yellow-green?
Yes, that's correct. And then the stormtroopers are surprised, so I'll give you 1 blue. I'm going to say this is 3 purple, because even though they're surprised, they are still military-trained folks. We'll say 1 black for blast radius on, you know, rocket pods.
But if I brace...
you lose the 1 black. You did
it. I get
it,
guys. I get it.
Nice.
There you are, Waka.
Wow. Okay.
Do it for the colonel.
Colonel Brace. He just appears in the corner like a little force ghost. It's like he's nodding.
But he's played by a much younger actor who played him in the prequels. Just completely shitting on the old guy.
Yeah, do it for me, Waka. It's me.
It's just Jim Rash.
Colonel Brace.
Yeah, in the flashback, it's Ed Harris, but...
no. Okay, so maybe bracing wasn't as important as I told you it was.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Well, these are all very good Jim Rashes.
What can I say? It's a contagious impression. All right, Waka, go ahead and roll those bones.
All right, green, yellow, 3 purple, 1 blue. Roll dice.
Dean to Dean Lee Brace.
1 advantage.
Okay. All right. So you are going to take... what is your soak value there, sir?
4.
4? Okay, so we'll say the stormtrooper adds another 4. For his armor and, you know, vital organs and such. So the rocket pods detonate for 15 points of damage, but your soak will eat 8 of that.
Wow. Okay, so I'm at 4. Oof.
Wow.
Good news is preloaded rocket pods aren't like an every turn kind of deal. They're kind of a... start the party, hearty. I've paid enough money post-mission in Mech Warrior to know just how expensive these fuckers are to refill. So don't worry, you're good for now.
All right, okay.
And then let me just roll for the rest of the troopers and see how they do. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So 3 of them are just completely dusted. They're obliterated, meaning that now there is just... you, and then there are 3 guys behind you. Everyone else is a meaty pile of ash. As the Rancor steps forward, saying, "Where is my family? I will kill you."
This is the Rancor's played by Harrison Ford.
Where are they?
Yeah, and then you just yell back, I don't care. cool. So that will be Waka. So meanwhile, Engage and Vic, you're the two that are closest to this whole clusterfuck. If you remember, Brash was like very obviously bringing up the rear. As Vic was like Chevy Chase in vacation, Christmas vacationing his way into battle. Vic, you're going to need to deal with this garbage can situation.
Yeah.
How do you want to try to do that?
I got a Rancor. You got a garbage can.
I got a rock.
Just Vic is just going to kind of squirm stupidly and fall over and just. How is he affixed to it again? Is he tied to it?
His feet are frozen to it.
Frozen to it. Okay. He's going to take his boots off.
What condition are your socks in? Are they like cool, fresh socks? Or are they like socks that Adam would take on a trip?
Oh, they're cool, fresh socks.
All right.
They're yeah.
Okay.
He had to time to steal fresh socks from his terrible cousin's ship.
Yeah. Luckily, Rick has similarly bad taste in like novelty socks. Like, you don't get the ones people want. It's just like, huh.
No, they just say like bazinga on them.
Yeah, I can't believe I got 5 pairs of young Sheldon socks for the price of 1 pair of adult Sheldon socks. What a world. Anyway, okay, so you managed to squirm your way out. Tyler, I'm going to give you, like, I think 2 rounds before the cold starts getting to your tootsies.
Oh, man.
Okay. So you have 2 rounds before you start taking adverse effects. 1 round before you feel it, another round before you'll admit that it's a problem.
Okay, good.
All right, so you do that. What do you do next?
I run for cover.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you hear the stormtroopers shouting, and they start to open fire on the Rancor. But as they do so, suddenly like yellow lights start spinning on top of the Rancor paddock, and suddenly like a classic air raid siren starts echoing throughout the town. You just hear a voice saying like, alert, alert, that thing I warned you would happen has happened, alert. Cool. So, rushing for cover, go ahead and roll me an agility and, we'll say coordination.
Agility, coordination.
This is you literally scurrying out of your boots, attempting to get to running speed and then dodging into one of these buildings before, the rest of the troopers show up.
Okay, what are my difficulty dice?
We're going to say 3 plus 1 black for the alarm.
Cool.
I lost my pen. Show's over. Go home.
All of the dice turned up blank except for 1 showing a failure and 1 showing a threat.
I think we switched apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a roulette-based thing. All right, so, Vic, you take off sprinting towards the buildings.
I'm holding onto my boots, still frozen.
Yeah, which is still frozen in the garbage can.
Garbage can.
Which is actually what's slowing you down a bit. You just take off sprinting, and for a second, just like time slows. You feel majestic with your long-legged strides. And then you remember that thing you forgot to do, which was detach the garbage can lid from the back of the Righteous Indignation, and as a result, you do a full-on like boing as the cord goes tight, and it pulls you to the ground hard as gunfire begins to rain down upon you. Vic, you're going to, what's your soak value there, sir?
2.
2. All right, that's 5 big points of damage as you're blasted. Now, this is like you kind of rolling back and forth as blaster fire hits all around you. You manage to detach the garbage can lid, and next round you'll be able to get up and run, happily using it as cover. I forgot to roll our force points, so I'm going to do that. Ryan, you explain what you would like to do.
Great. I think Brash is pulling up the rear and he sees the Rancor and he sees the stormtroopers and he sees the alarm and he just sees everyone getting shot with missiles and stuff. And he's just like, there's got to be something I can do here. There's got to be something to help me. And he'll look down at his arm and see a little like control pad on the survival suit. And he'll just like start pressing buttons. And if we have one destiny point, I would like to use it.
We have 4 and 4.
I would like to use one to turn himself invisible, which he doesn't know the suit can do, but it can do.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll buy
and
that.
And then he'll be like, all right. And then he goes to his comic and he's like, everyone, I have a plan and I'll save you. And then he would like to run immediately left, just away from the battle, just to like flank it, but specifically be out of the line of fire because he's invisible and doesn't want to die.
You do that. It is very successful. It's super effective. Okay. Guy, you've seen your precious baby boy flung into the jaws of nightmares.
Yeah, he shot right out at me like a little newborn.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do? How do you try and save your boy?
Oh, well, I'm just proud of his murder spree. Mm. So I'm sitting back watching it. If anything, I want to cheer him on just to give him more valuable input so that he has more confidence to build up, you know, some self-esteem so that he can murder more. So I'm just going to give him like some positive reinforcement.
And all as right. you're doing that, I'm yelling, get guns.
You know, give a man a gun, he kills for a day. Teach a man to gun, and you can kill for a lifetime.
Okay, tell you what, fine. I'm going to use my my mind hacking powers, and I'm going to assume one of the guns that's on, you know, the Rancor. Yeah, oh, and I'm going to try and turn at least some of those guns towards the Rancor itself.
Okay, so go ahead and roll me a computers check, please. That's intellect and computers.
Intellect and computers. So my computers plus one, and my intellect is 4.
So that is 1 yellow and 3 green.
1 yellow, 3 green. Like the sound of that, baby.
It's going to be a 4 purple check, but I'm going to turn one of them into a red by using a force point. And then I'll give you 1 blue for the encouragement you're trying to give Waka. You want him to feel like he did it all by himself, but you also know he could die. So you're going to give him a little bit of help.
Oh, I can't do anything for you, pal, but what's this? Maybe one of the guns is turning on the Rancor.
This is exactly how my dad taught me to ride a bike.
2 successes, 1 advantage.
All right. Nice. So you managed to gain control of... So the Rancor's got, like, missile pods kind of over his shoulders. And then he's got, like, kind of guns under his armpits. And he looks like he's got gauntlets of some sort on his claw hands. I'm going to say you gain control of kind of one of the side boob guns. Mm. You can't turn it on him because the physics just don't work. But you can turn it on those stormtroopers who are standing near Waka.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good, isn't it, pal? Okay, I want to spray those pesky stormtroopers with Rancor Man's laser medicine.
Dr. Rancor's patented laser medicine.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll cure what ails you.
Exactly. It's next to his divining rod.
All right, so go ahead and roll
that's
me.
That's his penis.
Got it. Yep.
We're going to go with agility and gunnery, please.
All right, let me just check that.
Or actually, no, for you, I'm going to say intellect and gunnery because you're not aiming this. You're using your mind to aim it.
Okay, well, I have nothing for gunnery. Dope. But I do have 4 intellect.
All right, so that's 4 green. You're spraying, which means that it's going to be a harder shot. So this is going to be a 5 purple. But if you're successful, it will be very good.
And there's no red or yellow.
No red, no yellow, no black, right. No blue.
All right, here goes, pal.
3 failures. Okay, well, I did all I could. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Waka, I'm going to need you to go ahead and roll me an agility and... or actually, no, let's take a brawn and resilience as the gun starts shooting wildly. It's one of those, like, you know, in video games where sometimes the y-axis is all fucked up, and you're like, oh, no, it's like flight controls, but I'm trying to aim a gun. And you're like, I'll point up, and they're like, no. Nope. And it's like, oh, no, I'll point down. So, yeah, they're just unfortunately, every direction is the wrong direction, and as a result, all guns are locked on you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm sorry, you said brawn?
Brawn and resilience, please.
So brawn is 2. Resilience is 1.
Okay, so that's green and yellow. We're going to say this is 2 purple. The shots aren't directly aimed at you, so it's actually a bit easier for you to resist.
Okay. Can I use a destiny point?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to use my gauntlet to rev up the righteous indignation. And just kind of like maybe make like a noise distraction so that the Rancor can kind of like maybe get drawn towards it.
Okay.
And maybe the gunfire can kind of like swing away from me.
All right. I like that. So, yeah. So you like switch out the song. So suddenly it's not the Cantina song. It's something that it's the national song of the Rancor, which, of course, is what?
It's the Cantina song backwards. Like,
oh no.
You watch all the stormtroopers turn to start shooting at your motorcycle and everyone hates it.
You just hear the Rancor's voice say, like, let the beat drop. This is my jam. Where's my family?
Okay. So that being said, green, yellow, purple, 2 purples.
And now your green will become a yellow. So that's 2 yellows, no green.
Okay. All right. 2 yellow, 2 purple. Let's see. Come on, baby. Ooh. 1 success, 2 advantages.
All right. Dope. So, yeah, the distraction works. Despite his least best efforts, Engage does not hit you. The gunfire goes wide. As the Rancor kind of turns towards the Righteous Indignation, because you got 2 advantage, the gunfire misses the Righteous Indignation just by pure luck. It's like a World War II fighter craft shooting through the propellers. It just like, as he just like, and just magically between shots, somewhere you can hear Shatterstar be like, whew. She's watching on telescope and just more worried about the bike than anything. She doesn't know if she can fix it again. All right, Wicked. So, top of the round is the Rancor. The Rancor reaches down and picks you up, Waka, in his mighty, meaty fist. And then he just starts shaking you like a rag doll, yelling, where's my family? And then he begins to stomp off into the, into the distance.
Hey friends, it's Ryan, but like regular Ryan, as himself, talking about Dumb Dumbs and Dice. Yes, I'm one of the people behind this show. Obviously, you're listening to the show. You're loving this show. Somebody's doing great. Probably not me, but like Tom, he does really good work. Tyler does really good work. Third person also does really good work. I don't know what show this is on. But the important thing is that you can support the show and join the show at
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
That's right, that address that I totally just said. Go there, join Dum Dums and Dice, support the show. It's going to be great.
Which brings us to Vic. There are stormtroopers spilling out of these buildings. There is what looks like a shitty kind of like coffee-style, or country-style? Country-style donut and coffee shop. It's just like that coffee shop that you don't really want to go into, but if you need a bathroom or desperately need caffeine and there's no other way, it's your jam. So it's one of those. It's clearly been shut down for a bit since the Imperial garrison kind of took over. But you can see there's just like a single human sort of sadly wiping down the tables.
Okay.
Sorry, to be clear, this is the closest building to you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to actually turn and
yell. The Rancor barks in fury.
I'm going to turn to the Rancor and yell, Agrippa the Blue has your family. She's got everyone's family, man.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me a cunning.
That was cunning?
Yeah. I guess we'll go with a
skullduggery? Is it
yeah,
a trick?
Yeah, kind of. It's definitely not negotiation. Yeah, I guess skullduggery.
Okay. What are the difficulty dice?
Like six, homie. This Rancor doesn't know what you're talking about and does not believe you at all, really.
Tom, I don't know what destiny purples would use in this case, but I want to add destiny because I would like this to happen. Also, I can't imagine anything that would make Brash angrier, and I think that's where the universe functions.
Sure. So, Tyler, you can upgrade one of your dice to a yellow.
Okay. All right, I'm going to roll, unless you want to add anything else, sir?
No, man, that's it. Okay.
Three failures, one threat. I will enter the coffee.
Does the threat mean he like turned around and gave you the stink eye or some shit?
His finger over his shoulder. As you're yelling, all the stormtroopers who are like rushing out see you standing there holding a shield, not wearing shoes, just yelling at the Rancor. And in classic like original trilogy voices, like, there he is, get him. And they all, thank you. They all open fire on you. All right, let me just grab my dice here. What? Da 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 da. Hey. And sorry, you had how many?
Soak.
Oh no! So it's failure plus.
Three failures and one threat.
Three failures and one threat. Okay. So three failures, one threat. Sorry. Apparently. The dice make the Facebook Messenger sound. Isn't that delightful?
That's all what right. It always sounds like when dice hit my table.
Yeah, truly. Mine used to make the ICQ, but I had to mute them after giving out my 18-digit number too many times. All right. Ooh, boy. Okay, so, yeah, I got three successes. So what is your soak value there, Tyler?
Two.
One moment, please.
Is this our last episode?
Like, never made it to Agrippa?
No. It's
well,
is
one
this
of us
the
might
end of the dynamic? What are we, a quadruple?
Yeah. So, Tyler, that'll be 7 points of damage.
Oh, perfect. That is exactly... my remaining health. So I am down. Vic is down or dead. I don't
Did
know how
you take into account
game.
Your soak?
No. I thought that was the soak.
No,
result.
No. I didn't take soak into account. So you have two remaining health.
Okay.
Your garbage can lid manages to take 2 points of damage, freeing your boots in a hail of blaster fire. And then stumbling, you crash into the coffee time. So you do, I assume, a classic like Han Solo down the garbage chute thing, where you just kind of run and toss yourself through the window. Is that the vibe we're going for, or would you open the door?
Vic will Captain America his garbage can lid at the handicap like automatic door open button.
Great.
The door just slowly, lazily swings.
Yeah, you just like wait to just awkwardly shuffle your way through.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you shuffle your way in there, because why not? Okay, that brings us to Ryan. So Brash, you're invisible. The Rancor is running away with Waka in hand. Stormtroopers are spilling into the streets. Would you have seen Vic get shot a bunch, or are you paying attention to that?
I feel like, yeah, he's watching what's going on. So he's seen Vic get shot at and go into a room. Are the stormtroopers all coming out of one building or are they coming out of several?
Several.
Buildings?
Yeah, it's like it's an all hands on deck thing now that the alarm is off. And you can see some of them have those big like giant tuning forks with like the blue electricity on them for presumably rancor wrangling.
Okay, what I'd like to do from a distance is I would like to, if I can, take control of the righteous indignation with my like data, whatever the fuck, my iPad from Star Wars. We play too many sci-fi games. I'm tapped out on what they're called. It's embarrassing. And I just want to like drive it away so I can bring it back and use it at some point before it gets impounded.
Yeah, all right. I dig that. So, yeah, you reach for your space iPad. Since it's Star Wars, it's probably just like a chunky remote with some buttons and switches on it that light up.
Yeah, it looks like one of those cell phones from the 80s.
Yeah. So on Sterling's Gauntlet, I'm going to need you to go ahead and roll me a... I'll give you a piloting check.
Okay, cool.
So piloting planet. And we'll say this is intellect rather than agility.
Okie dokie.
You could use computers instead if you'd prefer. I'm assuming it won't make much of a difference.
I prefer piloting.
I thought you might.
A hacker, I am not. Okay, that gives me one green and one yellow.
Okay, I'm going to say this is a difficulty of two, only because knowing Shatterstars had to rebuild this 100 times, I feel like she left some backdoors for things exactly like this.
You mean she wouldn't want to leave the guy who keeps trying to murder her and the other NPCs on the ship just full reign of his weapon bite?
You are correct, sir.
I get her.
She after get the Serpentos incident in particular, she's a little concerned.
And I'm just like, come on, you know, we can get you back and then we can go in and ram stormtroopers with you. You love murder, I guess. And then he just hits send, hoping it'll work.
Yeah, you just excrete pheromones at your weird watch majig.
Yep, the end result is one failure.
So you activate the Righteous Indignation, and you punch in all the things you think will make it go away, but unfortunately, it comes directly to you and bumps up against you, which causes like a ripple on your camo, and you hear the stormtroopers go, "Look, over there!" A bunch of them start rushing towards you, opening fire.
Okay, cool. I want to get on and get the fuck out of here.
I'll let you mount the Righteous Indignation, but you'll have to wait till next turn to move.
That's fine.
Okay. God damn it. All right, engage. You're watching Waka be carried away. You still have control of one of the guns. But unfortunately, okay, it kind of points the direction the Rancor points, which is towards the distant hills.
Well, that's not going to help me none. Is Waka at all mobile?
He is like in a fist in midair. Like we're talking like King Kong style.
Right.
Rancor's just running.
I know. Well, I'm a robotic doodad. So I'm wondering, hey, I probably have some kind of shit. What's the name of the thing where when Luke is on Hoth and he shoots a tow cable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to shoot my tow cable, hopefully hitting the departing Rancor gun.
Yep.
No, the gun to point at the Rancor's body, and then I'm going to use my hacking powers to shoot him in the dick.
Okay, go ahead and fire your tow cable. Keeping in mind, you don't have Dak helping you, and Dak is the true hero of Hoth, who died ignominiously when the land speeder was stepped on and no one talked about him ever.
Yeah, but I got something
Dak doing what he loved.
I got something Luke. I got something Luke and Dak don't have. The intuition of a father, proud of a son.
Damn. I mean, we don't know about Dak's family situation. He could have been a father of 12. But yeah, all right, let's do it. So go ahead. This is going to be an agility and ranged light.
Ranged light. Well, my ranged light is one.
Yep.
And my agility is two.
All right, so that's one yellow, one green.
One yellow, one green.
And I'm going to spend a point. This is going to be a four purple, because this is a hell of a trick shot. But I'm going to make one of those red. So three purple, one red. I'm going to give you one blue for a father's intuition, one black just for the amount of chaos happening around you. Also, you're still kind of in the process of, like, reshifting your guts around because you were fully, like, Waka Bjorning him earlier.
Oh, that's fine. Happens.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Here goes. This is for you, son. Two successes, one triumph, two threats.
Damn, wow. Son. Yeah. All right. You shoot that Rancor right in his damn. all right. So the Rancor's gun is, let me just do some quick reading over here.
Here's a question we never thought we'd have to answer today. How much can a Rancor's dick soak?
What's the soak value of that dick?
And if it's very good, Waka will undoubtedly make a costume out of its foreskin that he can wear to the next battle.
I think it's cute you think anyone survives this battle, but yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, so that'll be, it does a base of 9. Oh, shit. I've got a soak of 12. So
that's a
you
lot of dick.
Crank it towards the Rancor's wang and you blast it. And it just yells, ha ha ha, I had worse at that one bar I stopped at on shore leave. That's a little Rancor dick humor. I had herpes and gonorrhea. Rancor!
Even in the future, they haven't cured herpes or gonorrhea. Well, I guess past, technically.
Yeah, exactly. Because you rolled a triumph, sir, I don't want you to walk away empty-handed.
Walk away?
With a sudden tug, as though you were fishing in Animal Crossing, you're suddenly hoisted into the air, and you begin to get dragged behind the Rancor as it runs off into the night, yelling about its various STIs and finding his family.
Oh, and yeah? Well, what about this? Engage! Maximize! And I turn into a sled, so I go perfectly through the snow.
Sure, I wasn't going to penalize you just for being dragged, but it's cool that you also have a sled function. That's dope. I bet there are certain members of the party who really would have liked to know about that function, like, last episode.
It's really just two pairs of skis that pop out of my chest.
It's the worst fucking place for them.
No, that's okay. We're using Joel Schumacher Batman logic, where it's just like, but what if Batman needed a full set of skates to shoot directly out of the base of his feet?
Tap your feet together.
We've established that Engage has skis. The answer is they can come from anywhere.
Yep. So the skis go out and just, dramatically you start, like, skimming along the ice. As Brash, you desperately mount the Righteous Indignation. And it's a classic sci-fi movie, like, looking down at all the switches and knobs and not really knowing what to do. But fuck it. You got to survive this. So you just grab the handlebars You flick on your escape song. What's your escape song?
Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, great. Meanwhile, Vic, you stumble into the coffee time / country style / coffee shop, and you see a bearded human in an orange jumpsuit behind the counter, who's just humming an X-Japan song as he wipes it down. As you approach him, he just kind of throws his hands up in the air. He's like, oh, hey, don't shoot. And that is the day that Vic Denbar met Tyler Hewitt.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler underscore Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at Adam McNamara 13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dumb Dumbs and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dumb Dumbs and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.